You're listening to SBS News.
In Hungary, the supporters of new leader Peter Magyar are still on a high.
I was smiling on a tram. I was smiling to everyone. And we did it. Yes, we did it. We did it. So it was totally different. It's never happened before. It's never happened before. The people were smiling again on the street. It was amazing. Amazing.
These are the words of shop owner Viktor Halas in the Hungarian capital Budapest, after the country's new prime minister-elect pledged to usher in a new era. On Sunday, the 45-year-old defeated longtime nationalist leader Viktor Orban in a decisive victory. While Mr. Orban's supporters say their long-term leader defended Hungary's sovereignty and traditional values, his critics say he drove economic stagnation, international isolation, and enabled oligarchs to amass wealth. Within hours, Mr. Magyar vowed to implement measures to fight corruption and restore democratic standards to Hungary. In his first press conference since the election, the leader of the centre-right Tiso party says he will limit the prime minister's mandate to 2 terms, which is 8 years, half the time Mr. Orban spent at the helm. He will also review the country's budget, relaunch Hungary's accession to the International Criminal Court, and create a new office to oversee the government sector and root out corruption.
We are ready to eradicate this industrial-scale corruption, as this is largely why Hungary and the Hungarian people are not receiving the 8 trillion forints of EU funds. And, well, this is why the money disappears. This is why we have become Europe's poorest and most corrupt country. So we will have a huge responsibility to get this office up and running as soon as possible.
But Mr. Magyar's job of stamping out corruption won't be easy. Analyst Bulcsú Hunyadi at Budapest think tank Political Capita says while the Tiso party enjoys a constitutional majority, there are what he calls obstacles in the system.
The institutions are led by people who are cemented in their position for many years, depending on the institutions and depending on when they were appointed. But many leaders of institutions, they cannot really remove from their positions.
Mr. Magyar has already accused outgoing Foreign Minister Peter Szijjártó of shredding important documents relating to sanctions at government offices. And he says the outgoing government is not being fully cooperative in the handover of power.
Hogy milyen helyzet van Magyarországon? Egy normális átadás átvételnél.
This situation contrasts sharply with what happens during a normal handover in a normally functioning country after a political campaign. If there's an opposition party that has for a year and a half or even 2 years certainly surpassed the governing party in popularity and it's widely known that they will take over the responsibility of governing, then the outgoing Prime Minister would share information crucial for national security and perhaps even involve them in the decision-making during the final period, seeking their opinion. That's not what's happening here. Instead, we have no information at all.
He has urged President Tamás Sulyok, an Orban ally, to convene parliament as soon as possible. The president has 30 days until May 12 to call a session. Mr. Magyar's defeat of Mr. Orban has significant reverberations outside Hungary. Mr. Orban is an icon among the global right for his anti-immigrant stance and was long embraced by US President Donald Trump and many US conservatives. But political analyst Dalibor Rohatch at American Enterprise Institute said Mr. Magyar's victory has framed radical right-wing nativist politics as a universal failure.
Donald Trump looks more and more kind of isolated and a sort of singular figure on the global stage rather than somebody who is leading a movement that spans across countries and continents. So I think that's a limiting factor.
In the European Union, many leaders have welcomed Mr. Magyar's win following years of tension with Mr. Orban over democratic standards and the rule of law. China, which Viktor Orban courted, has also congratulated the new leader, while the Kremlin says it hopes for good relations with Hungary's new government. Russia has enjoyed close ties with Mr. Orban, who repeatedly blocked EU moves to help Ukraine fight Russia's invasion and continued to purchase Russian oil, frustrating EU efforts to sanction Russia and support Ukraine. Mr. Magyar is pro-EU and more wary of Russia and has promised a change of policy regarding the conflict between Russia and Ukraine, though he says he opposes sending EU military aid to Ukraine or offering Ukraine a fast-track route to join the 27-nation bloc. A spokesperson for the Russian President Vladimir Putin, Dmitry Peskov, says Russia is watching to see what direction Mr. Magyar will take.
The Hungarians have made their choice and we respect that choice. We expect to continue our highly pragmatic contacts with Hungary's new leadership. We've heard statements about a readiness to engage in dialogue. Naturally, this would be beneficial both for Moscow and for Budapest. As for what actions the new Hungarian leadership will take, we'll likely need to be patient and see how events unfold.
At the press conference, Mr. Magyar also spoke of Hungary's special bond with Israel, hinting at where the country's alliances lay in the Middle East. However, he says his government would examine EU decisions on Israel as they arise.
Regarding the relationship between Israel and Hungary, I can state that there is clearly a special bond. Many of our Hungarian compatriots live in Israel and numerous Israeli citizens visit Hungary. A very strong Jewish community, one of Europe's largest, resides in Hungary, fortunately in peace and security. Hungary has so far maintained and will continue to uphold a zero-tolerance policy against all forms of anti-Semitism.
With the future uncertain, Mr. Magyar's supporters are for now simply enjoying the moment. Like Adrian Rixer, a Hungarian living in the UK who came home to Budapest to cast her vote.
I'm over the moon. I just can't believe that. And I hope we're going to get the two-thirds. And then, oh my God, finally I can say that I can be a proud Hungarian. Finally, after 16 years.
Caroline Riches, SBS News.
Starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've give up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.